thank you for joining Whiskey Wednesday Weekly. This is your host, Ken Boone. Please feel free to scroll through the multiple interviews for this podcast. This podcast is dedicated to people's stories of success, triumph, failure, and overcoming all obstacles. It is also dedicated to having fun and drinking various types of whiskeys. This is not a whiskey critique show, so please feel free to sit back, listen to the interviews, and thank you so much for liking and subscribing. Good evening, everybody. This is Ken Boone with Whiskey Wednesday Weekly. Tonight, we're actually going to do a merge between Wine Wednesday, which I've mentioned a few hundred times, between Tammy's interview, my wife dropping that hint a few times, and we're going to have a nice little fun chat with these five lovely ladies. So buckle up. I don't know what to expect myself. This is just an idea I came up with last week, and I thought, man, that'd be kind of fun and crazy. So we're going to get to know a little bit about individually with these ladies, as well as kind of like their MO, why they have this group, how does it help them? Because I know that during the pandemic, a lot of times we're all focusing on, you know, how bad things can be. But I think that this group of ladies has actually leaned on each other during this time and has really helped. Yes. So anything they can say to help you guys out listening, whether it's positive or something you can take away as a little bit of education, you know, feel free. It's going to be great. So that being said, we're going to start off with a quick shot. Just because we need to get them loosened up. It feels like they've already been loosened up.
We're already loose, but whatever.
Last time I checked, they've already been drinking wine and some champagne. I guess Brianne got an award this year for like a teacher.
Teacher of the year.
So she had champagne, and then she's had whiskey, I think, earlier too, right? Wow. She's just going all around. So we're going to start with one that we just actually had on last week's episode, which is Slow and Low. But I bought a new bottle for everyone because I think the ladies would really love this one. This is the one. Oh, my God. I just bought it. Sorry. It's a slow cork. So this is the one that I'll just pour mine, and then I'll let you guys pour it. This is the one that tastes like an old-fashioned right out of the bottle, okay?
Ooh,
and so none of them except my wife has had it.
Interesting.
It's got like bitters,
tangy.
A hint of
orange.
Yeah, I was
going to say like
tangy. It's really,
or
really good, yeah. So while they're doing that, I think you guys may have seen the story or heard it before, but yeah, I got this bottle, not this particular bottle, but the original bottle from a friend of ours as a gift for Christmas this year, so I never heard of it before. It's very good. They actually sell it at BevMo now. So.
Oh, I was just going to say, where did you get it?
I just got it at BevMo. I don't know. Okay. I think she got it up in Temecula somewhere, but okay. I got it at BevMo because it was just,
awesome.
You guys are going to love it. You guys are going to love it.
So good.
It's 84 proof, too. Yeah, we'll do a cheers. Cheers.
All right, you guys.
Cheers. First one of the night. Here we go.
Hello.
Okay.
As you can tell, I do mine a little bit faster, but that's because I drink a lot.
That is
like an old fashioned.
It
over
is.
Ice.
That's
really good.
I am impressed.
Yeah. And what's funny is it's so yeah, most of them have a little bit of sweetness. It's like maybe a 70 proof or a 40 proof. So it's 84.
So 84 proof?
So it'll get you drunk. It's stronger than any other standard whiskey out there.
Yeah,
be careful.
Smaller one.
Yeah.
They're so
bad. Yeah,
it's
very
sweet.
It's got a little orange.
So
little
good.
Bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Almost like an orange
peel.
It's
got bitters and orange peel. Yeah.
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 Yeah,
this
one's
good.
Very good.
This is like
so
a lady
what should we be tasting for and looking for in these whiskeys?
This show is not about judging whiskey. It's about getting drunk.
It's about swigging it.
This one.
I spend a lot of money on these whiskeys because I drink them at home, but I don't study whiskey.
Okay,
I just like different.
This
one's
good.
Just taste it, and if you like it, you like it.
I have about 40 bottles at home. I like to rotate.
I did a little show, but it's nice and warm.
It's
sweet,
yes,
right?
Yes.
It's so good.
I told you, too.
Yeah,
gosh, I'm way behind.
You can sip it during the interview. You don't have to rush.
You really need to try that.
Now he tells me after I...
The good thing is Margaret is home. So
yeah.
Margaret,
yes. But with the rest of us
drivers,
we have DDs actually.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we're all set. Fortunately, we all have kids that can drive now, so we have them picking this up. So we're gonna do a quick intro, and I will probably use my phone because I have so many questions. Then normally I have everything kind of set up, but with five of you, I kind of have different things I gotta ask. But we'll start with a quick introduction of each one of you guys. We'll go into a little bit about how you met Wine, how you formed Wine Wednesday later. But right now, we'll just do a quick introduction around the room and kind of where you're from. You know, just a 1 to 2 minute, it doesn't have to be that long. Just a little bit about yourself and go from there. So we'll start with Tammy.
Ooh.
Okay, well.
She's been on the show before, so you haven't seen
it. Yeah, I'm a, what do you call it? The
OG
veteran. Yeah, no, a veteran to the show.
And her four.
And yeah, my husband's been on the show, my daughter, my son, my mom.
Grandpa. Opa.
And my father-in-law, yeah.
You're soon to be son-in-law.
And maybe soon to be son-in-law.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, anyways.
Yes. Hint, hint. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, see, I don't know. I'm a native Californian, born and raised in California. Spent some time on the East Coast when I got married. We settled here in Valley Center probably, gosh, almost 20 years ago, I think. Mm-hmm. Loved raising my four kids here. I have a daughter and three sons. And loved the Valley Center vibe of, you know, my kids can ride their motorcycles and, you know, we have, you know, or trees, or fruit trees. We have chickens, and I love the vibe out here.
It's kind of a country lifestyle.
Yeah,
sure.
I love the vibe out here, and I love these ladies. And I'm a teacher here in Valley Center, so what's great is I can work, you know, 7 minutes from my house is my school. So I love this community and being a part of all of this.
Cool,
so.
Cool. Well, that was a great introduction. We'll start with Margaret, or go with Margaret next.
Hello. So, I moved here in 1994. I'm a Northern California, Alaska girl.
Wow.
So, raised in Alaska.
Really? I didn't know that.
Anchorage.
That's pretty cool. Yes. Wow.
I know. My family moved down to San Francisco, very Bay Area. Didn't come down to the San Diego area until I met Tammy and had children. And then was like looking for like new family and new friends, and so that was kind of my thing. Was just I'm fortunate that I still had this friendship and my many friendships.
And what our sons met when they were three.
Yes,
and now they're 18.
Yes, so it's been very fun, very very special, and been staying in San Diego.
Or did you, were you stay home mom for the most part, or did
you
work?
Yeah, no, thank you. So I'm an accountant.
Okay.
And so I would work off and on based on, you know, what works for my children and whatnot. But I'm still an accountant, so I'm working currently.
Okay.
But so just
it's
based
kind of been
on
off and on, right?
Yeah. Just based on what works for, you know, with the kids, and that was kind of my role.
Right.
But, And that worked great, because it was like, okay, soccer practice, water polo practice, blah, blah, blah. So, and that worked out for a lot of us.
I was going to say, all you guys seem to be, you know, kind of working, but also able to manage that cool side of being a mom.
So, fortunately, all of us had children that were in that same age.
Yes.
So, that was amazing. Not just, like, one children, but many children, multiple children.
Right.
So, that was, like, lovely.
Yeah.
So, we had, from the very, very, very beginning, like Tammy and I, so it worked out really, really well.
That's good. Yes. Yeah, well, obviously. We'll get into, like I said, how well it worked out and how they're a group now. Next, I know you guys have not ever seen my wife on screen. She's probably been brought up on every interview. So this is my smoking hot wife.
she is smoking hot.
So anyway, go ahead, babe. It's the floor is yours.
So I'm Mila, and I'm the wife, and the infamous wife, and I'm born and raised in Southern California, Escondido area, Navy brat, so we've been to Tennessee, and I think they lived other places before me, but Tennessee and California is me, and moved to Valley Center when we had kids. I've been fortunate enough to stay home. I had a career prior to kids in accounting. And then when we got married and I had Brooke and then the twins, I was fortunate enough to be able to stay home with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved to Valley Center when we wanted to get it all away from the riffraff of Escondido. So, and then we moved up here, got them in T-ball, and that's where I met all these ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And
sports,
got all these good friends, and that's where we're at.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. Well, next is Michelle.
Michelle! Hi. I'm born in San Diego, but raised in Phoenix.
Didn't know that either.
Yes, at Balboa Naval Hospital.
Oh, was going to say Balboa.
Yeah, Balboa Park.
Wow.
You have a museum out there for your birth?
Almost, but that's another story. But I was raised in Phoenix, Arizona, and then I met my husband-to-be Joe, at a party at his dad's house, and decided I would follow him anywhere.
Nice. Aww.
And so I did.
I'd almost follow your husband anyway.
I know. all of our husbands. I know.
And so I did. And I moved to San Diego when I was 19. And Joe was in the Navy. And we got married a while later. We had kids a while after that. And then once we had kids, our second kid, we decided we didn't want a big school district. We didn't want San Diego schools.
Nice.
So we kind of followed some friends up to Valley Center who bought a house up here. We found a house that we loved, moved into it, and had another kid.
And then kept coming.
And we've set our life up here, and we love it. And now I've got 3 grown kids and 1 left at home. And
what do you do?
I'm a loan processor.
There you go. And have you been doing that a while, right?
Like, yes. Since my 3rd kid was born.
Oh,
I decided I didn't want to do the nanny thing. I didn't want to do the long hours at home, the commute. So I started my own thing from home so that I could be at home. And
nice.
That still
you did the home thing before COVID.
Right.
Yes.
Right,
right. Yes. 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 Yes.
Yeah.
So
the loan processors have worked for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
It hasn't been a big
yeah.
change as
yeah.
far as that goes.
Except awesome. They're all in your space now.
Yes. Well, in your office. And so is Joe. Yeah, Joe's become my office.
That's a big ass office. If yeah. you can sit 5
He's become
there.
My office
Plus
mate
you.
During COVID. Which is
awesome.
Yeah, I don't recommend that.
Well, next we have Rianne, who was a teacher, obviously. She's already announced that. So go ahead and tell you a little bit about your story.
I'm Rianne. I grew up in this small town, Valley Center.
The original OG of Valley Center.
OG Valley Center. Valley Center. Yes. My parents grew up in Orange County.
There was like one orange tree, I think, at the
time. I know. Right? No stoplights. It was a, you know, one horse town.
We have 4 now.
Ooh, right, right. But my parents moved my brother and I here before we started kindergarten. So this is pretty
wow.
much all I've known. They lived in Orange County and were ready for a, you know, slower pace here in Valley Center. And it's just been my life. I had horses growing up. I used to barrel race. And that was a big part of who I was growing up. Now that I have my 3 children and a husband, we are active in 4-H. My son shows cattle, so it's a really big thing. We travel around the state and into Arizona showing cattle. And
so it's kind of kept just, going.
It has.
I mean, you kind of had that now. Yeah, yeah. Well,
right.
Awesome.
Started with one thing, kind of morphed into something
yeah.
else. But it's just a great place to live and such great friendships. I went to school here from kindergarten through 8th grade. We had to go to Escondido for high school.
Right.
Where'd you
so,
go?
Orange Glen.
Yeah, me too.
Orange Glen. But then I always knew that I just love this town and I wanted to work here. So it was the only place I applied.
Right.
And
you've been really a teacher in Valley Center ever since?
20 years here
wow.
in Valley Center.
I just know you had Orange County
yeah.
days.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now you're,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Teacher
yeah.
of the year.
Yeah, I know. We
I
brought
know.
That up
teacher
to the beginning.
Year.
We had the champagne.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. Well, because of that introduction, it's time for another shot.
Woo!
I mean, every
question's gonna
yeah, between
take
eight
up
and
10
minutes.
You know?
Absolutely,
right.
Yeah, that's,
yes.
that's a perfect thing. So
I love it.
We'll actually go into one that, even though my wife loves the Dickel,
what
this is called George Dickel. This is the only one we haven't had in our collection. So we have the 8, the 12, and then this is the sour mash 12.
Ooh,
so this is the first time
mash.
Me or her have ever...
What's
you know
a sour mash mean?
Yeah, what is that?
That's
it's mashed and sour. How about that?
But what...
Is it going to be sour?
No.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
Sweet, like
no,
it'll
be good. No, it'll be like that. No more of those ones from the first one.
I got this.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to burn from now on.
Okay.
I'm excited to try one of the others. Yeah.
So the first one was
yes, we're gonna have burning dickle.
The first was a sweet.
And then we
no
did. I did introduce a coffee one.
Oh.
At the end.
Oh,
okay.
To wake you guys
us.
Up.
Oh, I like that. That's
yeah,
a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of start high with
and
a
then,
sweet, go drunk, and then get a coffee at the end. Yeah.
True fact.
Mark.
That is my
hat. That's
a
new.
So I'm
gonna have
to bring out the notes for the next one.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Brand.
A little,
hold
yes.
on, let Miranda. There you
okay.
go. Cheers
right.
to the second
cheers.
One.
Cheers.
Here's the Dickels.
Cheers to Dickels.
Cheers.
You don't have to shoot it because honestly, it's gonna.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna sip it. Yeah.
Well, oh, that's good though.
It is good. It was so good that Margaret
Woo!
Just. She
I was
call.
Hoping it was gonna taste like a pickle.
This
is
not
named Dickel,
a cap.
But it's not.
This is definitely
not
a cap.
Not a cap.
And later I'll be tasting a wine or two, just so you guys know.
I think if that a, no.
This is actually a good whiskey.
Yes, it is.
It's
strong.
Now you got to remember, we are wine Wednesday. Not whiskey Wednesday. So whiskey is
Mila,
a little.
They all know that Mila likes whiskey.
Mila likes her some Dickel.
No, but
it's
kind of
tastes
good.
It
kind of
tastes like a cigar.
You guys are gonna enjoy this one, believe me.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna sip that.
Yeah, just sip it.
Just sip it. There's no.
Margaret, you're not going anywhere.
We don't need to shoot these.
Just go right to bed after this.
I went too fast with the first one. It was so good.
I know. And everybody's like, yeah, shoot it. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Let's just sip it.
Michelle's diluting a little bit. I like it. I like the idea. Okay. So on that note, the second thing we're going to do is we're going to get a little bit more. And again, this is a Wine Wednesday group. They got plenty of stories. We'll get into that in a little bit. But I really want to get you guys to know a little bit about who they are before we figure out why they joined as a group.
Yes.
So we want to talk a little bit about, this is where I'm going to need my phone because they're actually questions that are hard hitting. And I want to know, we'll start with Rayanne this time.
Ooh.
Oh.
What's your greatest fear?
That's tough. You know,
one of the two.
Years ago when my middle child was 3, he used to have nightmares and I'd go in and, you know, snuggle him and he would grab my shirt and hold me. And he would say, I'm afraid of being an old man.
Wow.
I know. And for a 3-year-old, you know, that was really, it really hit me. Like, you're thinking about being an old man and fearing that. And then I thought, is that something I should fear too?
Right.
And it's kind of stuck with me. It never did before that point.
Not being an old man, but an old woman.
An old woman.
Right,
yes.
Right, yeah.
But
because if you turn into an old man, that'd be kind of weird. But
and you know, watching my family age, you know, many have aged really gracefully, and others had struggles in it.
Right.
So
that's amazing you said that, because I will tell Mila that is my biggest fear.
Yeah.
Is not getting old because of the way I look, but getting old and realizing you're leaving all these amazing people. You know, that's my biggest, the great, great, great one. What's yours? You had time to think.
My biggest fear, honestly, and I'm sort of, because my oldest daughter lives far away from me, my biggest fear, because I kind of, having kids, I didn't realize that this could happen.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest fear is that, you know, parents, you raise your kids to leave you, and you're successful when your kids leave you, but the reality of them leaving, and my biggest fear is they're all going to be far away from me.
Right. That's no. I mean,
that's my biggest fear.
I know they all started out that they're thinking this was going to be a funny thing, but I want people to understand that, like, being a mom, it's a whole different ball game, and I don't understand it, you know, because I'm a dad, but I want people to really see what you guys really think. You know, it's like fun to get together and we'll laugh in a little bit, but I want you guys to understand that there's some reality to what you guys face and the fears and the things that you guys go through. Babe?
So, you guys all remember JonBenet Ramsey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolute worst fear ever.
Yeah.
I check on my kids if I get up to pee, if I get up to hear a noise. I make sure that I have an eye on my kids and they breathe.
Right. Right.
Every single time I wake up.
Yeah.
And where they're at. Yeah.
And where they're at. I say, when we leave in the morning to go on a hike or we leave in the morning to go to work, do we count heads before I leave the house?
Even when they're grown-ups.
Even when they're grown-ups.
Yeah, yeah,
I know. I swear. Even if we know that there's kids staying over, I say, do we count those 5 kids?
Yeah.
Because I am not going to, I want to know that second that my last view was on them. Because that's a minute that I will know where they're at.
Right.
And I've always thought it was crazy getting, like, before I go to bed, if the kids are in bed, I have an 18-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
But going and checking.
Are you physically?
Every single
Dude,
I kiss them and I listen.
Yeah.
I feel like a freak.
Well, I listen.
You're
like,
not. You're not. You know, you're not.
I listen.
For sure.
I take a little smell. And then I listen.
My biggest fear is that we don't finish this interview. So, Margaret.
It'll be 2 hours.
I'm joking.
Love
this,
but
I'm good at transitions.
Yes.
That instilled a fear in me when I was a young mom.
Yeah.
Yes. I swear.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I still check on my children.
Absolutely.
No matter what age they are, mm-hmm. no matter where they're at, no matter if they're in college or here or there, right. especially with COVID, like, it's so transitionary.
I
like,
can't
you're
even
like,
imagine
what's
being
happening?
Away from
you know, and in some cases where you've had to say, okay, this doesn't work, so bring them back home, you know, to make it work because right. they're just too isolated. So I would say that's an important task, mm-hmm. Mila, like you were saying.
That's
no, it's important.
The biggest fear.
It's a big fear, and it's important as a mom to be able to identify that and say, hey, this isn't working, and we need to work with our adult mm-hmm. children mm-hmm. during this time, during COVID, where we have the means and they don't,
right?
Where we can say yeah. like, hey, you don't have the means, but we do to support you just to get your education
right.
because education is so here and there, at least in that like college level. So
yeah.
I agree with you.
That's,
yeah.
That would be
that's
my
yours?
Life.
Okay.
That's my life. I would say 100%.
What's your fear?
Well, see, I've had a lot of time to think about this, but I have like a physical
and
a mental.
Relate. We understand
yeah.
that
so
all
physical,
those things
really
are related.
Quickly,
yeah.
Physically, it's snakes because there was a snake in my bathroom,
I
and I have a video
there
of me screaming, and it was a garden snake about this big, and I freaked out like it was a freaking
like
cobra that was gonna like
garden snake.
So any kind of snake, like I can't. And we live in Valley Center, and there's a ton of snakes.
Especially
at your
cobra.
Oh my god, there was a snake in the printer.
In the printer.
In one of the teachers' classrooms.
You think it's a paper jam?
No. It's a snake. So that is a huge fear of mine. Mentally, it's my children. And I think as we get older, unfortunately, we have many things that happen to us in our lives that I always visualize, I see things on the news where I'm like, oh, that's just other people because it's on the news. And then when things affect you personally, you're like, okay, it's not going to just happen to somebody else. It happens to us. And so, yes, I agree. Like,
yeah.
I'll give one example. My son, Will, has, like, over the holidays was working late at night at a retail store. And for some reason, he would call every night before he left. And I'd see the phone, and it'd be Will, and it'd be, like, 11 o'clock at night. And my heart would just go, whoop. It just sunk because
yeah,
I'm like, why is he calling? He must have gotten an accident. And he's just saying, oh, Mom, I'm on my way home. But my biggest fear is to get that call, to get that call where there's something wrong or something happened to my child.
We got that call when we were in Vegas one
night.
Yes,
an accident
on the
grade,
and we're like,
it's just like, it
you
makes
did,
me ill
I
to
got
my
it.
Stomach.
Yeah. Too.
Yes. Nope. Our children are obviously our biggest fear of something happening.
That was the worst call.
So,
and you came, you were here, right there,
right
there.
My husband
and
I
were
right there.
Yes,
that was
I mean, our children
are.
Because
we were in Vegas.
And we were drinking.
We were getting an Uber.
Even if you got in the car right then, it'd be 5 hours.
And
yeah, yeah,
I think
yeah, yeah.
we over and we're like.
We sobered up quickly.
Yeah. Yes. But yes, our children, probably anything
Absolutely.
Happening to them are
our
biggest fear.
Because that.
Oh my
there's
god.
There's no shot. No.
Yeah.
We're going.
Oh.
My next question is in a small phrase, when are you the happiest?
I think when my entire family's together.
Okay,
and,
great.
And,
okay.
Okay.
When are you the happiest?
Same, I would say. I would totally agree. When it's like fam bam.
Yep.
And
you guys all can't say that, by the way.
And
WW. Oh my gosh. I am like super like, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I cannot wait for
the dog's ass, by the way.
I love that Myra, or not Myra,
Milton.
Yes. So my other thing is, because of you guys giving, we all know that would be the standard answer, and not because you don't mean it. We all know the family together.
Okay, so.
But I mean, I want to know.
So think of something different.
Great.
Yeah.
So, Michelle,
we all know that's our number one.
You're going to, you said bounce around. Go ahead.
Go.
Are we doing me?
It's not
traveling.
Ooh,
traveling.
Yes.
So you're the happiest traveling on where?
Anywhere.
Oh, okay.
Anywhere that's not at home.
And sometimes it's away from your family.
Yeah.
When
mostly
love, you know?
Away from the kids.
Yes.
When it's just
Whom
either
we
me
love.
Or with Joe.
Thank
we
you.
Love.
And that's a real,
yes,
because
that's
you
a real
love
thing.
Them. You're always with them, so therefore
yes,
when
right.
you're away, it's like a great time. Right.
Yes.
Go ahead, Rhian.
we love camping. So out being outside in nature, camping and hiking.
Yeah. Awesome. What about you, babe?
I would have to agree with Michelle and Rayanne. I'm gonna say when you and I go out on a trip together, it makes me happy.
Right.
Because we fill up our cup and we come home and we're better parents.
Yeah.
But my ultimate happiest.
You know.
Absolutely. Yeah. But my happiest.
Yes.
My happiest.
Well, no, if you don't include me in your happiest moment.
No. My happiest is 5:30 in the nighttime when we're all sitting around doing our family thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. When we all get all of our crap done in the night and we sit down and we collect ourselves and, you know.
Yeah.
But those one-on-one moments with your husband where you can go away and travel, I agree.
No. It is
amazing.
Because he's a different guy, I'm a different girl.
Yes.
We have a different
way.
We remember why we got married and why we have a family and why we're together, and it just makes us better.
So we took the two. We basically said, and you guys are all both, I'm saying we took the two.
Yes.
Family and with your spouses, traveling or camping or doing something together. That's amazing. So we're going to do one more before we have another shot. So, what is your ratio of naughty to nice?
I was really
Tammy.
What?
Naughty to nice.
You might need a shot before.
I would go. It's 40-50-50.
But what's naughty?
Ooh. Yeah, like, do I do naughty first and then nice?
Your definition of naughty. Yeah. I mean, not you're not, someone could be different.
All
right. Oh my God. I'm gonna go 60-40.
Which one's 60, which one's 40?
I don't know.
Naughty nice.
60 naughty, 40 nice.
Yes.
Okay. Margaret?
Nice.
Yeah. Great question.
It is.
I actually
would you like me to come back?
Yes.
Okay. Babe, this is you for sure.
Oh, this is you for sure.
Oh, dude, I'm 80-20.
There you go.
What? Naughty? Naughty?
Me too.
I am 80-90-20-90.
Yeah.
Wow, I was being conservative with this 60-40.
No, that doesn't mean just sexual. Like, naughty, like cursing, naughty yelling, naughty drinking, naughty sex. Yeah,
all right.
And this I was going to say 80-20. This past year,
90-10.
What my naughty might be.
Right? That depends on your
naughty. Yeah, don't undercut it.
Yeah. Ooh, Rayanne, I can't wait for Rayanne.
Oh.
I'm
going to
comment on Rayanne. She's done.
Yeah.
No, you say yours. I'm going to comment.
Look at this.
I actually am the opposite. Big surprise. I'm going to flip.
60-40 or 40-60. 40-60. Yeah, because I said naughty first.
Oh, I want to hear her comment,
but
though.
Here's what I'm going to say about Rayanne's naughty. When Rayanne started...
The 40% that she's naughty.
Yeah. When Rayanne started... This is strictly Wine Wednesday.
Oh, God, I could have told you that.
When Rayanne started with Wine Wednesday, she was 10 naughty.
Yes, that is true. That is true. Yes. True fact. We have raised the bar.
And now I'm going to say you're...
I don't know. I might give a little higher. I would give a little higher than 50.
I'm like 70-30.
Or 50-50.
Randy,
you're welcome. You're welcome.
I actually do have to agree. There was this one time, and it was a long time ago.
So we were doing...
You're at a Halloween party.
Okay.
And that was the year we came. This was a long time ago. Like, Rayanne was out doing the regular stuff, and Rayanne was she came a little bit late. Not like late to the party, but just a little later. And she came out, and she's like, "Oh, I'm not drinking. I'm a teacher." She said, "I'm a teacher." And I'm like, "Oh, okay. I mean, there's no cameras or anything. Oh, well, okay." So, and then, like, now, like, they're like, "Oh, she was shit-fired."
Yeah, maybe she
like, I love it. I love it because it's very, very cool because it's not it's not bad influence. It's because she's become more comfortable.
Wonderful.
Yeah, exactly. And teachers need to
And honestly, you guys, whether you're a teacher or a mom.
With
or,
us
to be
as long as you're not an Uber driver, who gives a shit? You can do whatever you want.
Sure. Yes. Right. Okay, Margaret. Wait, she hasn't done
her. Oh, that's right. We'll come back to you. That's right.
My what?
Your percentage.
You haven't done it.
That's not even nice. You said come back to you.
You skipped.
Oh, I did. What was my question?
Without Margaret.
The ratio.
We can't go. We're ready for another shot. So just give us the percentage.
Just give us the percentage.
I'm gonna give you an 80-20.
Ooh! I love
very naughty.
Oh God. Okay. That was way more than I needed. Not because of the percentage.
We're mad.
He would be like, "What?"
See, Matt's like, "Wait."
He's like, what made like, you wish? Here's the best thing about Matt. Matt's an insurance like owner and stuff. He's probably like, what ratios are you on?
Yeah, what ratio are you
on? I work in percentages all day. What 80% are you on?
And that man's going to...
Yeah, I know. He's going to be like, right. Yeah,
he's going to be like, well, we're going to break out another shot. And honestly,
this is amazing. What is that?
I honestly have not... I've seen this 100 times. And tonight, I was like, I have got to get the Gold Bar whiskey.
Wow.
For the Wine Wine Wednesday crew. Because... What else would they like more than gold, right?
Nothing.
So we are going to...
This is
a super cold. Premium blend finished in California casks, 80 proof.
80 proof?
Yeah, so that is, ladies, raise your glasses. Really light.
Yeah, can you pour
that
us this time?
That is where we right. are
it's hair right. on our chest.
Oh, oh no.
80 proof, just like the 80-20.
Just like Jeff.
Right?
Margaret, this is for you.
True fact.
This is for you.
True fact. This is where we're at.
The problem with this one is it's a solid gold bar, so I just spent $350 on this thing. I'm scared. All right. Oh, sorry, guys.
Ooh.
Oh,
okay,
this
go. Here we go. Oh,
this
is kind of smooth.
Cheers, then.
Oh,
gold
yeah.
bar.
I didn't taste it! I know, I did.
It's
sorry.
Really a pretty color.
Oh, it does
it
smell
is.
Good.
Yeah, it smells beautiful. Really good. It kind of smells like the first one. I think it's going to be a little sweeter.
That is
super smooth.
Wow.
It's really smooth.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
That is smooth.
Dave.
You have to try that one, Madeline.
Smooth move.
We have Margaret's daughter in the audience.
Wow.
Oh wow, that was really, really, really good.
Really
good.
Right?
Wow.
This is good.
Good.
That's
a good one.
No wonder it's Gold Bar.
That was amazing.
You go, Gold Bar.
The original Gold Bar.
That's good.
Mm. All right, let's not read the whole thing.
No, I'm
that's
just saying.
A lot of work.
Cheers to Gold Bar.
Yeah, cheers to Gold Bar.
That's a good
tag.
GB.
Unreal.
Whatever.
Yeah, you guys do your own thing.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Mm.
No hair on the chest on that one.
That last one.
Jesus.
He's going deep in the questions.
Yes. Dickle.
Damn. So I'm going to do one more of these questions, and then we'll get into the other stuff about the whiskey, the Wine Wednesday girls. But this one I thought would be a pretty good one. If you guys could look back and do anything over again, and I don't want you to say it's because you regret it. There's no regrets.
Mm-hmm. As a parent?
No, something that it has nothing to do with regrets. It just means like, hey, I could have taken that road. And that would be it. So if there's one thing, you do have yours.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Great. Then we'll start with you because I don't want everyone else to think about it.
I would have been a doctor.
What kind of doctor? No, like surgeon or just like a medical
that
family practice.
Changes. No, because I wouldn't want to deal with like.
Yeah, you want to be called in for like a
physician.
Thing. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. More hospital field.
Yes.
Not. Seeing someone 20
not
times a day. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great. That's a great answer, actually, by the way, that you actually had that knowing.
Yep.
That means you've been thinking about it for a while. Tammy, you were next?
Well, I would just say as a younger person, maybe even in college, and my younger youth, I would have liked to have traveled more.
Yeah, that's a
I
good
think
way.
That was, like, something that...
Right.
Because once you, you know, get married and have kids, it's a lot more difficult.
Right.
Now, like, now I'm in a stage of my life where I can kind of do that more, but I think as a younger person, I would have liked to.
But there's other things that hold you back when you're older.
Yes.
You can travel and you do have the money, but you're also not going to go be...
Like, I look at my kids who are doing that, and I'm like, do it. Like,
and what's interesting,
study
you say that, because we
talked
a little bit about...
A lot.
We talked a little about when you guys, we were always like, God, we've been traveling since our kids were born. I mean, fortunately enough, my company's done that for us, you know, given us trips.
Yeah.
But it's like, when I met that you guys were like, we haven't really been anywhere other than, like, the States.
Right.
And I was like, wow, that's interesting, because that's a whole different...
Yeah.
Like,
and
that
now
is
we
something...
Have, but,
we, yeah, yeah, that's
right.
what I mean.
But
all
but
those
if,
years...
But yes,
yeah.
exactly.
But like
my
you
kids
said,
if
now you
I
can't
did
walk
more
maybe.
At their age
if you
right
didn't,
now...
you're like, a senior
right.
dream.
Right, exactly.
Then I did
it's
at
like,
their
it's,
age.
It's
right. awesome.
On the same beach.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Rand, since I'm going across from you and you're talking, go ahead.
So kind of piggybacking on that, I think it was just... starting life so quick and so hard. So graduated from high school. I was married when I was 20, which I wouldn't change that, but
of course.
I think my husband and I both worked so much, even like in high school, through college. Like we
that
both
you never
went,
got that break.
No, bought the house right away. You
but
know?
You just
yeah.
thought you were
started the kid.
Right.
Started
but
the
it
house.
Was, it's kind of with the naughty nice.
Right.
Like there was so much like, this is what you're supposed to do.
Right. There was
so
much nice and not enough naughty.
Right. So if the two of us would have traveled and it wasn't, we didn't need to buy the house.
Right.
We didn't need to do these things. I think spending that time together, we waited to have kids as well, 5 years.
but just spending that time together and not worrying about
All those things.
All those
adulting steps that everyone talks about.
Yes.
Right.
Worrying about adult, just enjoying each other. And that's kind of what we are modeling to our kids.
Right.
Yes.
Do these things just like
Just like you.
I know. It's like, do those, study abroad. Yes. Go and do those things.
Yeah.
You know?
When you watch Lexi's interview, she even says, my parents are like, we've been thinking about it. We can't really do a lot financially, but
do it.
That's great.
Yes. You know, do it.
Well, that's a great answer. I love that. You guys are all giving different answers. Go ahead.
Yes.
I need a question. I just want to hear it again.
If you were, not a regret.
Not a regret.
With no regrets, meaning it wasn't a regret, just if you would do something over, what would it be?
I would go to college.
Okay, see, that's not a regret. It just means boom. Yes. And that could be a regret that you didn't, because you didn't go.
I just didn't have, my parents got a divorce, and my mom was a single mom, couldn't afford anything, and my high school counselor told me that, you know, it didn't look bright for me. So there was no guidance.
Well, you got to remember, in the 80s, they were like all about that.
I just wish I would have had a positive influence on me to show me the right direction. And I would have went and had those experiences. Yeah. That way I would have been.
But would you have been at the bar in Pacific Beach meeting me that night?
Absolutely not. That's why I didn't know.
There's no regrets. That's the thing. It wasn't a regret.
I wasn't saying that. But I agree that she was always wanted to be an interior designer. Yes. She always has a knack for it. But it's like she never got to go to college for it.
I did go and have an interview at FIDM. Back in the day.
I did,
but we couldn't afford it. Yeah. So I didn't get to go.
There you go. Well, that's what happens. And Margaret, what about you?
So I would say, like, being an accountant and my very, like, aggressive with that. Mm-hmm. And I would say they definitely pursued it. And not just pursued it, they, like, loved it.
Right.
And embraced it. And so I would say, like, that was very random for me. Like, my children, they were all about it. So
what would you do differently?
I would pursue it. I would have loved to be a CPA.
Oh, I got you. Gone a little bit more.
Taking it to the next level.
And I did not do that.
I got it. Okay.
Where, kids
well. Yeah, well, the good news is that because you didn't in reality, you taught them to do that, right?
Yes.
Like, if that's their brain, which obviously both of them are super stupid intelligent, and that's an oxymoron.
Super stupid. Yes.
Because
Malin's over there.
Malin knows what's super stupid intelligent.
Know.
The thing is, Malin's young. She knows what stupid intelligent means. That means you're freaking intelligent, right?
Yeah.
All right, so the next part is Wine Wednesday.
Woohoo!
Yay!
So, we are going to do three of you and then do a shot.
Okay.
And then
look at our jackets.
Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah, please.
Can somebody, show their back?
Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm diving.
Yes.
Okay, wait. Can you see it on the camera?
Pull your hoodie up.
Okay, wait.
Right there.
Yes.
That microphone's not in the way.
You got it.
Up a little.
There you go.
Yeah, I can't see.
Yeah, you're
great. Right. You got it.
You got it. Right.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to give you guys, even though I'm not a part of the group, obviously. I want to give you guys just an introduction a little bit to the Wine Wednesday. So let's start with you.
Boy, she is just going wine, whiskey, and water.
Well, we need another shot.
So, Margaret, let's talk a little bit about, not how it started, because we went into these two being original and all that stuff, but let me just ask you, as far as Wine Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
In a quick answer, and I mean, you have a couple
host.
Minutes as a floor. I'm asking, what does it mean to you to have these ladies in your life?
Oh my God.
It's like, 2 minutes, okay, because I know you could cry and go on a whole
tangent. Oh, we got Kleenex down here in case we need it.
I am not going to Kleenex. What I will say.
But to you, personally.
It's forever.
Right.
We are forever.
Okay, and why did it get created?
No, it is forever. These are my girls, and we are forever.
And there's only five of you, right?
Together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
No doubt, these five are my loves.
Okay, good.
And they're not just my loves, but my heart. Yeah. Like, I've said that. Like, there have been texts where I've said, hey, you know my heart.
Yeah.
Where it's like, blah, 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 and it could be shit.
Right.
But you know my heart.
Yep.
Right.
And it's not true. About y'all.
We could
but
rant.
It's about, yeah. It, and it could be blah, blah, blah. But you know my heart.
So, mm-hmm. Yes.
Right, because you guys have poured out stuff yes. that people don't know.
Yeah. Holy cow. Right. Yes.
100%. So nobody I will knows in these say rules. That these ladies, mm-hmm.
They complete you.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome.
Without a doubt. Yeah. Will I go for my girls? Mm-hmm. These are my girls.
Right. Yep.
Right.
Like, yep.
I don't, like, there's no fight.
Right.
It's like, oh my gosh, I got, yeah, and they reciprocate
right.
yes.
properly.
Right.
Like, oh my gosh, you know.
I mean, it doesn't help that you, it helps that you cook a freaking amazing meal. So.
Oh yeah. My god. We want her to make, like,
oh,
to make a recipe book.
Go to? Oh, Margaret.
Margaret.
Yeah,
I know, I know.
Always
I love
Margaret.
It's always Margaret. Margaret.
I mean, we could, they could rotate, but you know,
no.
who's going to make the food
no.
like that?
No, no, no.
Oh,
I just have
the
to say
house,
this.
House,
I just have to say this.
To,
we are yes, always yeah. at Margaret's.
Yes.
Unless there's an emergency.
Yes. Right.
Margaret has a room right over here, which
yes.
maybe will grace
a
your presence with.
Room.
There's five chairs that are our chairs.
Always.
Oh, wait, we know which chair
almost
we sit
like,
at.
Almost
chairs.
Like Barker
yeah.
lounges for guys.
Oh, yeah.
All,
no,
yeah,
she
right.
has
legit.
Specifically for Wine Wednesdays once a month.
Yeah.
That's our room.
Yeah.
So that's Margaret's house. She graces us with all of her food and snacks and themes, and she makes us feel ultra,
yes,
uber special
yes,
every
yeah.
time
she makes,
come
she
here.
Makes,
Matt is welcoming to all of us all the time.
That's her husband,
yeah.
by
that's
the way.
Her
yeah.
husband
and,
that
and
just walked by.
When
yeah.
my
and
son was driving us over here, he goes, why is it always at Margaret's? And
yes,
we're like,
this was
I'm like,
today.
Yeah, and that, we have like different yeah. reasons, but like one of us like, well, my house is dirty and hers is not.
Because Margaret
and she makes these
it.
Beautiful meals.
Yes.
She's
she
got this beautiful
it.
Setting for us.
Yeah.
It's just
we
it's,
have a
it's
room.
A different room, and it's just
we have
how
chairs.
What we do.
We
have
chairs.
Have chairs.
It's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is
yeah.
going
yes.
nowhere.
Okay,
okay.
Sorry.
All right.
But,
sorry. Yep. Okay.
Just,
sorry.
Just to
sorry.
Sum it up, though, like you know, there's Martha
yes.
Stewart, and then there's Margaret.
Absolutely.
So Margaret caters to the five of them, and Martha Stewart caters to the world. But she would if
she
could.
No,
she.
Yes.
So
right
let me jump to you, Rand, just so we can go kind of diagonal.
Yes.
What is your thought process of, you know, like what these, and again, shorter than that one, what Wine Wednesday means to you? And I
just walked in today and I was like, I love you guys. I miss you.
I
haven't
know,
seen
I
you.
In
it's
a whole
just,
3 weeks.
In a whole three, right. Hey.
I'm joking.
It was virtual.
It is true, though.
Right.
It is true, though.
Yes.
These guys
yes.
would be like 3 years
yes.
and we're like,
yes.
like, we're best buddies again. Yeah,
but
I get
these
it.
Ladies
yeah.
are just here for everything.
Yeah.
Anything,
yes.
I mean, parenting. I just had a phone call with Michelle. I text her, can I call you?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
had parenting questions for her. And I asked Margaret, what, I can't find spice or smoked paprika.
Well, we are now,
so,
obviously. Yeah.
I am very blessed to have been welcomed in.
The last edition.
Them.
Yes.
The
yes.
door was
edition.
Closed.
Yeah,
yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was.
Unfortunately, ladies, if you guys, you know, anyone
yeah,
watching,
yeah,
if you,
no,
you know, hit comment, can I join?
It,
or,
absolutely.
Or, it sounds like it's shrunk
it's,
down.
Yeah.
I think the only other member that's going to be allowed is Madeline someday.
Oh,
because,
maybe.
You know,
well, yeah,
our
like
daughters,
the daughters. All the daughters.
Yeah.
yeah.
To continue.
They aspire to
they'll
have
actually have their own because they don't want to hang out with a bunch of older ladies. They'll be like, oh,
yeah.
can we learn
how
to do it?
Can we have
our
tequila
then,
or
yeah.
our vodka?
No, but my daughter was like, what time are you guys going to be there? Can I come hang out? So our daughters are already trying to, like,
yes.
correct.
Sneak
but they
yes.
start at 10, and you guys are ending, so they're going to pick it up.
Yes.
Because that's the age barrier, right? They start jamming at 10.
But I had a several-year trial period. Right? Many years.
I like that.
She did.
And it's not the
and
Rand's,
she finally got a chair.
Hey
she's
everyone, it's not that Rand's not cool.
Just a little younger.
It's just, well, no, it's not that.
No, she was captain.
She was also the 1090. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, they're like, we want
yes.
more like 60-40
yes.
to
yeah,
come in.
Yeah, we gotta get
here.
Her up.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, if she's gonna join. She's gotta raise the bar.
They're like,
she's gotta raise the
they needed a project.
Nice
let's
yes,
be honest.
Your apprentice.
Yeah.
yes, and
yeah.
we did well.
You guys,
turned
her naughty really
yeah.
well.
She's getting
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay.
We did well.
So we're gonna do that shot we talked about. I said three because that was
can't
only
wait.
Two.
Where
so we're gonna do this one's called Heavenly Haven, Heaven's Door. Sorry.
Oh,
yes.
Heaven's Door.
I pray to God we don't go to Heaven's Door.
Where is this one from? Corey?
No, BevMo, but Brooke actually told us to get it.
Oh, that's Brooke's.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, see, this
one? I need a little bit more because I need a little sipping time in between.
Okay, all right, cool.
I just remember somebody told us
about that. Yeah, Brooke told us about this a long time ago.
You're filled.
This was in the locked cabinet. Because they wouldn't even let me, that's get into it.
It's going to burn.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the proof?
My.
This is 50% alcohol. It's 100 proof, people.
It's
100 proof.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we're jumping up here, people.
Okay.
This one's going to sting.
It's going to burn. You can smell it.
But for me, it tastes damn good.
No, that is good. That is
right, for 100 proof? Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
That is a nice
wow.
Drink.
Love wow. It. What's the name?
It really
heaven's
is a nice people.
Heaven's
good.
Door.
Knock, knock, knock it on heaven's
door. Right. So we have five yeses and one.
Five yeses and one.
I like
O-M-G.
One not a cat.
Oh my God.
That would be really good with a cube.
That's hilarious.
Man. Hashtag, not a cat.
Yes.
Not a cat. Not a cat.
So I don't, this isn't over. Okay, we've got a little bit of time. But I wanted to make sure I bring up first of all, quick answers from, did you answer about the whiskey?
No.
Okay. No, I know. So from the three of you guys,
yeah.
Go ahead.
What wine wins?
Yeah, that one.
That was the question.
For me, my WW ladies are my family. I don't have any siblings. I don't have any parents. So you guys are my everything.
Oh God, you're going to make me cry. Jeez.
Oh my
God. Well, no, because I forgot about the, but I realized she doesn't have parents. She lost them along, to some tragedy stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you don't have siblings. Are you the only child or are you, okay. That wasn't like tragedy there either. Okay. Phew, good Lord. I'm like praying for you at that point. That's crazy. That's amazing. That's a good answer. And Michelle, she's so damn sweet. Tammy, go.
Oh my God.
Okay, that's enough. Well, you start with the oh my God, that means it's going to take 20 minutes.
She did! I was all like, back
up. I do have a lot of family whom I absolutely love and cherish.
Yes.
But to have these ladies as, and they've all adopted my family.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's awesome because it's like, I have them, I have my family, they've adopted my family's adopted them. Mm-hmm. And it is just this amazing energy that I, it's just different, you know? It's just, you guys are like,
we text Wednesday to her mom's house.
Yes! And my mom and her friends, they're all about it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So amazing.
Yeah. You guys
love
do
you
have
guys.
A lot of memories, and we'll get into
we
that in a minute.
Yes. Okay.
That's the closing thought, babe.
So, we don't see each other, even though we live in the town, the same town. We don't see each other.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize it's not
especially
like neighbors,
because of
it's
COVID,
far apart.
But
yeah.
we don't see each other all the time. But just like anything, when you're close, you get together, and it's just like nothing ever, no time has ever passed.
Yes.
Yep.
But we spend once a month at least together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we catch up, we connect. And if we need each other, we call each other.
Yeah.
If we need each other, we have a text chain that we text each other all the time.
The WW
chain, we text each other all the time. We're always there for each other.
Yes.
No matter what. And our husbands, I think they understand this.
Yes.
They do.
They
don't like it, they get it.
Yes.
They may not like it, but they have an understanding.
I will say the 5:30 text in the morning, though. I'm like, can
we get time now? Wait, Ken, you need to do a Wine Wednesday husband edition because it's like legit.
I get up at 5:30 and I'm still, I don't mind.
I'll be like,
I get up at 5, I wake up at 5:15 every morning, 5:30, I'm still
my
like,
alarm, my,
can we
my
just
nightstand
not
vibrate
text each other
and
at 5:30?
Like,
I got mine.
He's all, what's going on? And I'm like, it's Wine Wednesday.
It's like, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah,
it happened.
Like,
yeah,
it's my Wednesday,
Well, and the three of you have a little bit of flexibility in your work day.
Right, right.
Yes.
Tammy and I have been in work meetings, and both of our phones are
blowing
up.
Blowing up at the same time in, like, a teacher meeting. It's like,
yes.
ding, ding, ding,
yeah,
ding. And we're like, whoa. And we're like, it's White Wednesday. And we're like,
hey, you guys do know there's a
vibrate
on your phone. Right?
But even with
but
night, it's on vibrate.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
like,
going off.
But if you forget,
True fact.
Naughty. And then, yeah, naughty. part of the 80.
Because we have two more, and then one, and then the closing question. So I want to get you guys' answer. Because this is an unprecedented time, okay, with the pandemic and everything, and we know you guys as moms, and you've had to deal with your husbands, like you said, like all these people taking over your office, and kids, and again, not kids like little kids, but grown-ass kids, right? So, no, I'm saying it's a whole different thing, right? They're like all big and living in the house, right? Like your son's supposed to be, both of your kids are supposed to be like on college campus. My kids are supposed to be going to freaking school, you know?
Yeah.
So there she is. During the pandemic, we know that, and sadly, I've experienced, you know, a brother-in-law and a very, very close friend to suicide. And my sister was on there 2 weeks ago with her husband, you know, committing suicide during the pandemic. And so, God, I get all emotional. But if you could just deliver one message about family and pandemic and kind of, again, you're not a counselor to these people that are struggling. But if you could just be like, hey, based on your experience and what you went through during the pandemic, and I know we're still in it, but there was a real hard, hard, hard time, right? Where we were just no nothing. You got to stay in your house for freaking 3 months. Like how you dealt with family and experiencing the pandemic. And we know that youth has been struggling is what I'm saying. And you guys as teachers and you guys have kids that are in that prime age. So I just want to kind of send a quick message. And then at the end, we'll lighten it up with a very good note, I promise. Go.
You may go first.
Yeah.
Wear your mask and live your life. I haven't been popular with all of the choices that I've made during COVID, but I've chosen to travel. I've chosen to allow my kids to do things, and I'm happy that I've done that. That's what I think you need to do.
I love it, because that's kind of how I feel.
Yeah.
Even though, like I said, you have to know it's real.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, not, you know, structure yourself. Yeah. Go ahead.
I agree with Michelle, because Michelle was our inspiration on May 1st. She
May
said,
1st,
we're lifting,
COVID was over.
We're lifting the COVID in our own home. And, and here's the thing. We're being safe.
Yes.
And we're doing what is kind of like out there in terms of like, we're going to wear a mask. We're going to do these things.
Right.
But we need to live our lives. And I've expressed that too, just like Michelle. With our own children.
Right.
And, I think it's important, you know, as Ryan and I are teachers, we're seeing a lot of the mental.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted.
The
wear and tear.
Effect of COVID in terms of kids and people.
And those sports.
And sports and kids. And we need to get these kids back in school.
Right.
And we live this every single day when we're online with these kids that are like, you know, elementary age, you know.
Right.
I will say, I think that, kids are learning different skills. Like, I'm with third graders, and I'm like, can you share your screen? And they're like, yes, I can. And I'm like, ooh, you know, and then you get adults that can't share their screen.
Right,
talking
right,
about
right,
this and that.
Right,
so they've got skills that we never anticipated them to have.
Correct.
Right. So, yes, there's some definite downsides.
To me.
But yes, on the upside, I think they're learning skills that we can capitalize and build upon as they come back to school. But in terms of mental capacity, I think everybody's ready to, you know, resume and get back to, you know.
Well, as bringing it back home before I ask you, so again, so in essence, what do you feel like, how do you feel like this pandemic, how can you relay a message as a person and a teacher? But a very short answer, like, how do you feel? Not so much about, I don't want your opinion on the pandemic, because that's everyone's got their own opinion.
Yeah.
But how do you feel like someone's mental health can be, you know, like, hey, let's, you know, bring it in. Let's stay positive. How can you do that?
That's a big question.
It is. But
one word.
Here's my thing about you guys, is you're all moms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're all moms of older kids. And older kids are the ones that are probably struggling the most because they're the ones that want to get the hell out of here.
Yes.
And they want to do their stuff. So I'm asking you as a mom of the older generation. So
I think like connectivity was huge.
Yes.
Our group, I think, you know, you started seeing all the Zoom happy hours and this and that, getting like Facebook.
Yeah. Yes.
We did one so early on.
Yeah, you guys were
I think we invented it, but I'm just going to say, I just think we did.
I feel like it was in my
March.
Yes.
I feel like it was
right.
In March.
Yeah, yeah. March 13th. We were like the next week. We were like zooming.
The connectivity was just huge. My middle child on that Friday the 13th of March got his driver's license.
Right.
He, you know, had that opportunity to go out and then be able, he was my errand runner, and he was able to just be out of the house. He wasn't seeing people.
Right.
But it was hard for my, I have, I guess, the youngest.
Yeah.
Right? The youngest
She's
child 12, in our group who's
13,
a middle 14? Schooler.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And not being
She can't drive. Yeah,
that was
yeah.
really tough for her.
Yeah.
So we signed her up for club polo, and she was on a co-ed team, and she didn't know if any girls were going to show up, but they did, and she made new friends. So that was
the
thing.
Well, you guys did
the
same thing. You, like I said, wore your mask, lived your life.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You did the things over the summer. You did that stuff with
we
your family.
We did camping and hiking.
Right.
Yeah. We had masks. But
whenever they were allowing things to open, you took care of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's a big part. Ben? Mm-hmm.
We just did the best we could do. We were safe. We wore a mask. We put, you know, the wipes and the Purell, and we didn't do anything. We didn't do anything that we didn't have to do. We stayed connected as a family, and we just...
Especially with you guys having two
older we have two elder
family members there.
Yeah,
so,
we have we have a 71-year-olds, exactly.
Yeah. And the weird thing
is
that
71?
Yeah.
We did get the COVID at my house, and we did have it, and luckily the parents did not get it because they were far enough away in their own homes, so we quarantined, and... So we were as careful as we could be, and we still got it. So there's no rhyme or reason. If you're gonna get it, you're gonna get it.
Right.
But you were able to protect the elderly.
I was, because we don't hug and we don't do all that right now for them.
Yeah.
But
we were as careful as we could be.
Yeah.
I mean,
what was funny at our house is me and Mila went on like 5 hotel trips. We did all this stuff and never got it. Then we're like, oh, you went into town one day. What the hell happened there?
Yeah.
Like,
and I'm
that's the thing.
First.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me.
I don't know where that came from. We won't bring that up. Margaret, do you have anything to say?
No.
Okay.
Sorry. All's good.
Okay, here we go. Next shot.
Okay.
We are going to Pendleton. Pendleton.
What, Pendleton, like Camp
It's
Pendleton?
Canadian whiskey.
No.
It's
really
like
fitting,
I know, right?
This is a
girl,
really dark one. All right.
Dark one.
Those dark ones.
Okay.
Oh, you mean dark? Oh, sure.
We got some really good ones tonight.
I mean dark color.
I can't wait to have
It's like
one.
Maple.
Yeah, I actually
like maple.
Didn't expect to like
most of these.
Because I'm not a huge whiskey person.
Yeah.
But...
Well, you will be.
All right, here we go.
Cheers.
Oh, my gosh.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. Amazing.
Sorry.
Oh, beautiful.
Get Ken in there.
No, that's all right. Here we go.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to do
this one smells
this one smells like caramel.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. It's like...
It's not caramel.
It's very
smooth.
It it's only
8. Oh, my
gosh. It's only 8.
Lovely.
It's good caramel.
It is
caramel.
It's like caramel.
It
doesn't
like
taste bad.
It's like caramel.
No, it's good.
No, because I know what the salted caramel tastes like.
I know there is
the
salted
caramel
one. That, yeah.
No, it is very good, actually. I didn't mind it.
It's good.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
So we're coming on about an hour.
Okay.
I got one more question for you guys, and then we're going to close with a nice coffee shot.
Okay. Love.
Coffee whiskey.
Okay.
So because of the last question, we're going to go high and happy.
Okay.
Okay.
So I want, if
I like
you guys, I'm going to give you guys a couple seconds.
Okay.
I want to know your favorite Wine Wednesday moment.
Ooh.
Oh.
And now hold on.
Oh.
Let's not. You guys can make it up. You guys can bring up anything, whether it's here at the house or.
Oh my God.
I want to give you guys. Here's what I'm going to give you guys out in the audience while you guys are thinking about them. Give you guys some time.
Okay.
So I like when they go on their. I don't care when she goes on the weekend ones, because on the weekend ones, I think those are fun because I get to see my wife like in pajamas and shit like that.
Yeah. Oh,
and
so
I like all
shit.
That stuff. It's very cute and very cool when they post this stuff. Like this year, they went to Oceanside and had some great, you know, the weather was insane. You know,
you guys
did some great stuff. And then when Margaret's birthday and she goes to these, you know, does these amazing like stays and gets massages and stuff because her husband can afford
beautiful.
It. Anyway, so it's very, very cool.
Treats us.
Yeah. He's a super good dad.
Yes.
Or husband, sorry. He's our sugar daddy. If you know what I mean.
He's all of our sugar daddy.
And just in case you're wondering, I assume that the bathroom, because we've had two people leave.
Yeah, I know. It's the bathroom thing. So, I know.
This is not, we
can only hold it for so long.
I'm giving them some time to think, but I do actually like their weekend ones more than their weeknight ones, because they actually do feel like they have a great time. Yes. So you guys can go with any memory, whether it's here or not.
Can we go?
Sure. Yes.
Okay, two. Okay.
But just take them short, because this is the wrap, and then we're going to do the last shot.
Okay.
Make it happen.
Okay, so I haven't started with Rayanne yet. Are you ready?
Okay, you can have one or two.
Are you trying to get away from me? Wednesday moment?
Yeah. Yes.
One or two moments.
Okay.
Quickly.
Babe, are you ready?
No. Okay, come to me.
I'm going to just go old, like all the old way school. Back to old school. When we...
Sometimes OG is best.
Our OG... Wine Wednesday overnight getaway at South Coast Winery.
Because you went it was like, okay, now I realize that that was the thing.
That was a long time.
But that's amazing because you didn't just go with like, oh, it was when we were like, you know, whatever. Right. It was like when you were like that moment. That's pretty cool that you pulled that up. That was very good.
Yes.
Margaret, are you? Do you, you have it?
No.
Oh, you
just go to Michelle.
I have two.
Yes.
Well, of course, it's my birthday.
Yay!
Where was that?
My birthday in Cabo.
No, but this.
Oh my god!
Cabo! That's because the husbands were allowed to go.
The husbands were allowed to go.
Well, damn sure.
They were allowed to go, but they weren't allowed to participate with me.
All of our. I mean, I just. There was nothing
that was
bad
amazing.
About
that
trip.
Oh
amazing.
My god.
There was really wasn't. Anytime that you want to travel and. You travel and you're gonna go on vacation and you think, you can't wait. Yeah. You have all these things in your mind of how things are gonna go. And then this trip went exactly the way that I envisioned in my mind. It's even better.
From standing in the airport, we all booked our flight separately and I said, where are you? And we were sitting right next to each other.
And then all of a sudden everything was great. And then my second one, was our very first WW Christmas.
Yes. Yes.
Because
Where was that one at?
Oh, okay.
At Embassy. Just because.
Yes. Yes. The first one.
That was the one on the San Diego Harbor, right?
Yeah.
I still want my cactus.
Yeah, because I'm not super good at all coordinating that. Margaret is just outstanding at that.
Pulls it all together.
And I was in charge of it, and actually Margaret did help, and it came together, and we had that, it was a weekend together, and it was just for us, and it was the start of a new tradition, and it worked out really well, and it was another trip that you have that vision in your mind, and then it turns out, and you're like,
well, no wonder your big thing was traveling.
You're like, damn, if everything worked out like that, you're good to go, right?
All right, we're going to shoot across to Tammy.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so.
I wish we remembered our very first WW.
Right?
Well, there was too much WW going on.
I know we kind of talked about
I'll have people, like, family members, they'll call me, like, on a Wednesday, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, you're out going Wednesday. And I'm like, okay, it's not every Wednesday. You know what I mean?
So basically it's like once a month. But I will say the
memory of starting the Wine Wednesday Christmas weekend edition, as we call it, has been amazing. And, you know, Michelle started it, and then what I did the second year, and then Margaret did the third year. Mila has the next one, you know, it has to live up to all of our expectations.
Well, if I have anything to do with it will be big.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. And I think just those I think just those every memories of the monthly, you know, the little ones, the little things, mm-hmm. you know, of every month getting together. And we just, blah, 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 you know, we all get
they
to.
They definitely do that.
You know, we all get to.
It took me an hour to figure this damn show out.
You know, I will say with the husbands, I really think he needs to do a husband's edition because it is true. I think the husbands, you know, they have come full circle. But I think at the originally, you know, the husbands were like, oh my gosh, like, you know, what's happening? And
who are they?
All know that, you know, you don't mess with these bitches. You know, you don't mess with my bitches, you know?
I guess
and
we gotta figure it out.
This is huge. You gotta figure it out. You know, if you're gonna be married to me, you gotta. This is happening. And so part of the package.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, here's the thing with you, Tammy.
Yes.
Not you personally. No, your comment. So if we all got together and did a Whiskey Wednesday, I guarantee you guys would have a problem.
No, we would not. No. We would be like, oh, are you kidding me? We would be like,
if you all did a Whiskey Wednesday once a month, Wednesday.
Yeah, you guys should do it on the same night.
All right, I got that on camera because I guarantee.
We would relish the fact that you guys were getting closer. Like we are getting
close. Yeah, the energy and the
camaraderie.
Camaraderie is just you can't.
Well, Alex texted me naked pictures, so I got enough camaraderie
of him.
Okay, so.
His vagina wall.
Yeah.
What?
Alex, sending me that.
Vagina wall?
Don't listen, okay. Alex. Yeah.
So my two favorite Wine Wednesday, of course, the 250th birthday trip.
Oh,
yes.
And I'm bummed that you didn't get to come to mine. The Jamaica trip was amazing.
100%.
Hers was a Wine Wednesday, but it was her family included.
Yes.
But Rand didn't get to
go. But it's like sometimes she didn't.
Sometimes it happens.
Yeah, she couldn't go.
Got it.
So, anyway, absolutely. The first Embassy Suites.
Oh, yes.
But my favorite memory of that night was the morning.
The walk and
the Bloody Mary.
The Bloody Mary.
Then the Harbor Walk.
Yes.
That's my favorite time is the walks in the mornings.
Yes.
The regroups in the mornings.
When they're sober.
After our weekends.
That was
when
so
we
nice.
Get reflect.
Because you guys probably do actually have that, like,
we reflect,
you know,
on the night before. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. The last one that we just did the last Christmas.
Oh, my gosh.
The whole freaking
painting.
No, the painting, the dancing.
Oh, my God, the dancing. Yes.
Everything. I saw those videos, by the way.
Every Wine Wednesday.
Love it.
Weekend, outing, monthly.
Yes.
Yes.
Get yourself a wine.
Don't you love that memory at the embassy when Tammy
the pizza
when
the,
Tammy had to wake up to go potty? And
I was tiptoeing. I didn't want to wake anybody up.
Tiptoe. Because
and she came back, lights on. Everyone's dressed. And she's like,
I'm like, I just want to go potty.
And we wake up in the morning. We wake up in the morning. Remember, ladies? And there's pizza.
Because Margaret was like, we want pizza! And we were all like, okay.
That was me.
Yes. And it was so good. And we were all like, okay.
I mean,
and
I get it.
And Margaret orders it up and has it delivered to the embassy.
So bad.
There's always the bad apple that's like, let's just eat whatever the hell we need.
That'd be me.
So good.
Oh, my God.
So good.
What's your favorite Wine Wednesday? Two memories. Your favorite.
Last Christmas.
Yes.
At
the beach.
At the beach.
Back. At the beach. We got the fucking pizzas.
Yes, and the pizzas at Embassy Suites.
The reality was we had like the lovely like dinner, right?
Right.
Where was that at? What was that?
That was awesome. Mm-hmm. That was a really fun time.
And we just talked and laughed and just had so much fun.
That was pre-COVID, like in downtown San Diego. That was so amazing.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, whether it's pre or not, you guys, the thing is with hotels, you guys can do whatever you want because you guys are, as long as you're wearing the mask and you guys all know together. whether you've been careful.
We don't leave the room anyway.
So
we always say we're going to
do a COVID test. So what, 2 days before the Wine Wednesday, I'm like, I have to make sure everything is
right.
Clear.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Yeah, and three of us have had the bid, three of you haven't. So whatever.
Okay, so what's this?
So this is called Red Eye. It's Red actually Eye. Infused with coffee.
Right.
100% Arabica beans with whiskey. Okay. So I'm going to do a lot of this because I'm hoping to get a little bit of a, you know.
What?
Buzz? No, wake the frick up.
Mm-hmm. Wake the frick up.
We're going to give Margaret a very tiny.
I do have to
tiny...
pee, but I am. Ken. Give a little bit more.
My 90% is coming later.
All I know is Margaret's getting the size of a drop.
Okay, Ken, give me a little bit more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I got a DD.
I expected to smell
Hang tight.
Coffee.
So this is Red Eye, Nashville, Tennessee. Let's smell it first.
From
is that how's everyone smelling?
It
smells.
It smells more like coffee syrup.
Yeah, so it does.
Coming in,
very
lovely.
It smells like NyQuil.
Oh, you guys.
It tastes good.
That is not my
That is so good.
That is good. I could sip this every night.
Oh, my God.
Okay, does it have caffeine in it? Because if it doesn't have caffeine, I'm sipping it every night.
You said it's coffee.
I know, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't have caffeine.
All I'm saying is, if you put that over ice, imagine that, right?
I got to read
Iced coffee with a little bit of cream.
This is the best for the night.
And what's the proof?
Zero has caffeine.
It's only 80
bucks. The coffee comes in later.
Isn't there a sweet finish?
Yeah, that coffee, like sweet coffee.
Yeah. There's no caffeine.
Anyway, 2 seconds. I want everyone, the second chapter of your life, closing literally like 10 words. What's the next chapter of your life? You already have kids. They're older. Now, what do you want to do?
Grandkids.
Peace out. All right, what do you got?
Peace out. Same.
Okay. That is definitely not my goal. Go. Okay.
Pass.
What?
All of the WW weddings.
Woo! Oh, yeah, weddings before babies.
Woo!
Yes.
I mean, you know. Oh, my gosh. I know because. Getting all the kids out of the house.
Well, I had proposed my 50th with bringing the daughters. I thought that would be fun, having the daughters together. But
yes.
Your 50th.
Maybe.
My 50th is Lexi's
30th.
My 50th
is Lexi's
30th.
I don't want to know
what your 50th. That's only in like 5 years.
Next step in life.
What your next stage
after
the kids are older.
Just spending time with my husband. We're looking at, you know, places to retire that would be quiet and nice. And hopefully kids will be close.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got you.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely spending time with you.
Butt naked, hopefully.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
Yeah. And, I mean, kids close by, of course, but just...
Yeah, they don't need to see that.
And then...
they're already seeing
that. Right. 50th, Margaret and I, 50th.
Oh, my God!
Yes!
Yes! Wednesday weddings, girls' weddings.
Yes!
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 Brookie and...
Maybe
Lucy.
Maddie's already married. Maybe Blake.
So
Emmy's got a while. Emmy's got a while. Madeline's a girl.
Watch out.
We still got mom with us.
The daughters.
Yeah. All right, listen. Hey, everyone, look at the camera. Let's bring it down.
Yeah.
Okay, we want to just say peace out. Thank you so much for this edition. I appreciate all you ladies. Mm. Thank you so much for taking care of my
love
wife when it's tough. And we'll see you guys out there in public. Love you guys. See ya. Peace.
Bye.
Cheers.